Hey, Mystic Michaela spiritual family, welcome to Know Your Aura with Mystic Michaela today. Do you hate your aura? We are going to talk about all the reasons why each aura color may not like themselves, and then we're going to give it a bit of a positive spin. I got this idea because I'm doing an amazing aura workshop with many of the Mystic Michaela spiritual family members, and we talked about our aura likes and our aura dislikes. But first, hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so Scotty, why do you hate being red?
Well, maybe I'll just throw that question back right at you.
Okay.
Why do you hate that red?
I think you hate being red. Okay. I need to talk about red people in restaurants.
Okay.
Like, that is where I see, because, okay, we have our 15-year-old has a red-purple aura. You have a red-blue aura. Abby and I, our 9-year-old and myself, you know, I'm a purple indigo. She's a purple turquoise. We don't care where we sit. We don't care where we go to eat. Like, we really don't. Like, sometimes I will have moments where I can't eat in certain places. But, like, you and Brie get so passionate about it. It's over the top.
Yeah, I mean, it is true. And I guess, yes, I'm going to put this right now in the column of this is something I hate or dislike about my aura.
Okay.
It is true. I guess I wish I could just walk into any restaurant and sit at any place.
Oh, that's the other thing.
And be fine with it.
Yeah.
But if you put me in a certain spot, I just, you know, I feel uncomfortable. I've been working on it. But, you know, it does sometimes take me a long time to settle down. Like, if you put me in a spot, like, let's say where, like, the waiters and waitresses are coming in and out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I just can't do it. It's just, like, it's too much for me.
No, honestly, it's literally more than that. I will not, pick seats. Like, sometimes, you know, maybe people at home know, somebody's like, okay, go get a table. I'll park the car. Nope, I won't do it. I've learned over this many years not to bother. Any choice I make about what table or if I just let it sit anywhere is the second you come in, you're just like, ew, it's just a draft. There's a draft right here. Oh, the sun's in my eye, Megan.
Yeah,
this is a terrible seat.
That was terrible. And, you know, we went to the Cheesecake Factory and my dad wanted it outside, and I was noticing the tables.
Oh, God.
And, you know, it was his birthday, so fine. You know, and I noticed that most, like, a lot of them were in the sun. And I'm like, why can't we just eat inside? There was space inside to eat.
You would have thought you had some sort of allergy to sunlight. Like, no, it was just a little bit of sunset, and you're, like, sitting there. Like, Brie and I were dying because you had the menu in front of your face. You're like, I can't see my eyes. Then we look at you, your eyes are watering. You're like, they're watering. Oh, like, we're all just having a conversation. You're like, oh, like, suffering. Suffering through sunset.
It was hard, you know? Yeah, and I guess that, yes, you know, and then my dad is trying to make it better, which is interesting because that's what I now do for Brie.
Yes.
So Brie is like me, like you said earlier, she's a red aura. And she, you know, when I'll say, all right, we're going to go out to eat, and I'll say a place.
Right.
And then usually the response that I get is like just, oh my God, dank.
And oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what? What
dank.
Is dank? Yeah, like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, she's
what is
got
dank.
Anything is dank. This could be a teenager thing.
Yeah.
She's red.
I didn't even know what the word was.
Well, I developed a scale with her. There's like a dankometer.
There's a dankometer, yeah.
Okay, so it's... there's an equation to it.
Right.
It's darkness plus is there carpet plus vibe plus smell equals like a 1 to 10 dank.
Yeah.
And on the dankometer.
Yes.
Like Panera.
I don't even know if she mentioned restaurants here.
Depends on the Panera. Like it depends on each Panera, but they each have their own dankometer. Because it's carpeted. Like the ones by us are carpeted, which is, it is gross when places carpeted.
And then I asked her, and like pretty much every place was on the dankometer.
Everything's dank.
There was a couple that like scored 1 or 2. And like those places, I guess, are fine. So
yeah.
You could still be on the dankometer and we could go there.
Everything's
like,
dank.
Like, because she likes going to Panera, even though it's like a high score.
It's a high score on the dankometer.
Yeah.
But what's funny is your dad's yellow blue, and yellows love to find solutions.
Right.
So he always tells me, your dad's always like, check in with Joy Boy where we're allowed to go eat today. And that's your Joy Boy.
I know.
Because
he's been calling me that for a long time.
Right. And I think this has always been a thing with you, and now you're encountering it with your child, and some sort of karmic retribution that I got involved in somehow too. But yeah, and it's so it's the place and like the and you can't just sit down and eat. Like you can't just sit in the chair and just have your meal. Like it's like, and I've told you over the years, you know, it's just a meal. It's like 40 minutes. Just do it.
I totally agree with you. And I'm putting this in the column of what I dislike about my aura. And yeah, and this is so true. You're right. Even another example, just the other day, we went out to a deli to eat and I wanted a booth.
Yeah.
And there was no booth, even though like there was a booth about to open up and the lady's like, there's no booth.
Yeah, she's real cranky.
You want a table? I'm like, fine. And yeah, it took me a while to, I've been getting better.
I've been proud of you.
You know, cause like the table, there's a lot of things on the table. You know, you got the ketchup and the salt.
Yeah, it's like a diner table.
Yeah, it's like a diner. And there's so many things on the table and then they have the thing in the middle, you know, with the menu item, you know, it was like too much stuff on the table.
Yeah.
So I was constantly moving things around the table and then finally I settled down. But yes, I agree with that. All right. Yeah. And all right. So let me give you one then.
Okay.
I mean, TV.
Yes.
Right now I'm really struggling with TV. I can't even entertain myself especially with the reality TV. I can't, you know, I know I watched Love is Blind and I justified it.
You watched two episodes.
Yeah, I justified it.
You act like
I was doing work for the podcast. Right. So that's how I justified it. But like, I guess one thing I hate about or dislike about my aura would be like, if I come down and I see you watching Housewives.
Yeah.
Especially Beverly Hills, I think, with the mess. The
pretty mess. Yeah, Erica Jane.
Yeah, the messy lady, whatever.
Right.
Once I see her on there, like I get red. Like I get like red just comes across, I don't know, maybe with my head or whatever. I don't know where it goes.
You just get very angry, irrationally so.
Right. And the reason because is like, how could Bravo possibly have someone of this nature on the show? I understand his ratings and I get all that. But like still, I can't watch the show until she's fired or not housewife, whatever you want to call it. I get, you know, that's kind of annoying, I guess, because, you know, I would like to sit down and be able to watch the show with
you. Like, but this is any show. Like
this is all pretty much reality shows.
Yeah, like reality shows. And then a lot of times we try to watch things that are bad on purpose because I think that alleviates it for you. Like we watch like My Life with the Walter Boys or something. And you're like, you can handle that because it's not awful. It's already awful. So it's not awful like that.
Yeah. No, I'm at the point where I can, what I call, and this is just my own term for it. I call it shut in TV.
It's
my own term. It's called shut in TV.
Yes.
What you could watch if you're a shut-in. And this is what I can watch. I'm going to tell you right now. Here we go. I can watch In the Kitchen with David
on QVC.
Never buy anything. I'm not going to buy it. David, you're not going to sell me on anything. But I could watch In the Kitchen with David, like him sell the products and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm relaxed. I'm calm.
Yeah.
I love it. I can't wait to see what David's going to sell to people.
What else do you watch?
Okay. I can watch that. I can watch House Hunters. I think I said this already. But I can watch House Hunters.
Yeah.
Calm, relaxing. You know, once in a while, you do get an annoying couple. But that's okay. That's par for the course.
Side note, does anybody watch House Hunters like we do, where you're just like, that lady is so yellow?
Yeah.
Or like, does
anybody... And we can do that. So that's always fun.
Right.
So that doesn't bother me.
Right.
People know I've been getting back into American Idol.
Yes.
But I can only watch it with the mute button.
Your finger on the mute.
I keep my finger on the mute button.
Right.
So anytime that Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, or sometimes I'll listen to Lionel Richie, but if Katy Perry's talking, I have to put the mute button.
Right.
But so I can do that.
So you're trying to say that you
shut in TV.
You can't watch. So that's what you dislike about your aura. Like it's hard to find shows that entertain you. You have to watch old movies. You can't watch the new stuff, like that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, and you know the other thing, maybe my third one is, you know, I would like to like Disney. Everyone likes Disney, but I can't get over the fact that they charge you $12 for a hot dog.
Disney's greedy, Megan. It's great. Their clothes are so greedy.
Exactly. So now here's the thing I want to just bring up before we, you know, get into all the different combos and everything, all the different colors. What about a yellow? So a lot of people would say that, you know, I'm yellow and this makes sense for me too.
Yes.
So, or green even, or whatever, but let's just take yellow for now.
Yeah.
What would then be the difference between the red and the yellow?
Oh yeah. What I would say is, reds and yellows both have very strong opinions about things. They're very decisive. They know what they like pretty much right away. And they're honest. And they don't mind speaking up. So I think those are all the things in common.
Okay.
The differences would be with yellows and reds is yellows are going to take lots of steps to crack the code or figure something out or work around it or find solutions through prep work or something. Whereas reds are just like going to throw up their hands and be like, I'm done here and walk out or just like, no, or this isn't happening or just state their dislike of whatever the situation is and just leave immediately or move on. So for example, like with reality shows, I can see yellows being really into it because they might notice like, oh my gosh, I really don't agree with this person's behavior or like what they're going through, but then they'll go on the deep dive. It just makes them like curious, like, oh, did you see that in 1981, this happened with her husband, da, da, da. Like they go like very into the research and it makes them curious and they get, you know, they go down a rabbit hole. Whereas you're just like, no, I already know I don't like these people. And that's enough for me, like okay. That.
What about the restaurant? And another thing I didn't mention with the restaurant is if there's a long wait, I'm not doing it. Like,
right.
If you tell me it's going to be over an hour, like I just say bye. But what would be the difference?
Yeah,
there?
Like the difference would be like they'd put their name down, you know, ahead of time, or make a reservation, or put their name down, or do the work, you know, request, and I want the booth in the corner. Your dad always does that too. Like he tells exactly
what he says, this is what I want.
This is the table I want. This is where I want to go. And he'll call like days in advance and he'll just be like, this is what I want like that. So they just think ahead.
So they don't get themselves in that situation?
They won't. They pre-think not to get themselves into a situation. Like they know how they work. They know how the people in their party are. Yellows are very accommodating to everybody else too, like especially when a lot of the yellows listening are moms. So they're like, okay, my husband doesn't like this, my kids don't like this, they're going to be hungry at this time, we're probably going to do and then they figure it out that way and then pride themselves on like, ah, I did it, you know. Same thing with Disney, like they don't see it as greedy, they're just like, of course it's greedy, obviously I'm going to crack the code. So that's why yellows do so great at Disney,
because they do,
yeah. They're like, here's the genie pass, but then you get it for this ride, but then if you go up at this time, but then here's the package, you know, they it's like it's interesting to try to fix it and figure it out instead of just sit in your anger about it or something or get mad. But we have to spin this into a like.
Okay, so I would say is some of these things are actually what I do like about my aura.
Aww.
So like, you know, I think I'm actually right, you know, like when I refused and I boycotted like The Bachelor, I was right. You know, when I'm now currently boycotting Bravo because Andy Cohen is putting this messy person on TV.
Yeah.
And she stole money and her husband from those, you know, people, the burn victims. And I'm right. I know I'm right.
Right.
Because in my mind, that trumps everything. Like,
right.
Like even if it brings in Bravo a lot of money or whatever, I don't feel that is...
You stand in your truth.
I stand in the truth of that.
Right.
So actually, everything I said I don't like about my aura, I actually do like about my aura.
What about when you acted like you were melting at the Cheesecake Factory? What about that?
I like that about my aura because, I was trying to show people, like, we need a better table.
We were dying. Like
that one. Okay, I'm gonna.
We were dying.
That one. All right.
I should have taken pictures of you just like your eyes watering. You're like moaning in the corner.
I don't like to be like uncomfortable when I eat, but I'm gonna give that one and say, all right, fine, that one was bad. Like I'll apologize for that one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but like yesterday, like, you know, when we went to the deli, I don't know how a yellow would have got out of that one.
Yeah,
like, and then we sat at that table.
Oh, the yellow would have stood.
Yeah, what would the yellow do? So okay. We go like to a deli.
So we went to the diner. It was like a deli diner,
yeah.
and like you go up to the hostess stand. It was a woman who just definitely did not enjoy her job and is very sick of the customers that frequent this place. And we're like, hi. And you're like, oh, hi. Can we have a booth? And she's like, no booth available. You get a table. Do you want a table? And you're like, okay. Meanwhile, somebody's bussing a booth. Like she could have been like, in a second, you can have that booth.
Yeah, and then like after we sat down, like seven booths opened up.
And then, and I think a yellow aura might have just walked up to the lady and been like, oh, hey, we're just going to move to this table. Or they might have waited like, oh, I see they're bussing right there. So that's fine. We'll wait 5 minutes. That's okay.
I actually thought about that.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about we should move.
But you don't like to look like you're – see, I don't think yellows have a problem self-advocating in that way.
Okay.
Whereas I can see you not wanting to look like
– petty.
Yeah. You know, like you don't want to look like you're that person.
Yeah.
A little bit. Right. Whereas yellows are like, why not? That's like, come on. It's just, I think yellows are a little better at self-advocating in a way where they're like, well, you can interpret this however you want to, but I'm going to get what I want. Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like all right. It doesn't hurt to ask. Like that kind of thing is a yellow thing. Doesn't hurt to ask like that.
And it, okay. And at the end of the day, it might just be like a red thing that all your dislikes are your likes. Like when we go through these other colors that we're going to do in a little bit, maybe the blues, that's not going to be the case. Like,
yeah.
Like I said, you know, like I hate award shows. I love that about my aura. But, you know, I can't watch an award show.
All right.
Yeah, but anyway, all right. You guys get the idea. All right, we'll take a quick break. We're going to do an ad from Wildgrain. And then when we come back, why you might hate or dislike your aura.
Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
We're waiting on our package today. It is coming from Wildgrain.
Yes, I saw the email last night. I got excited.
It's no, like, you did.
There's no other email that excites me more than when I see you got your Wildgrain box coming. Truth. That is truth.
Their pastas are to die for.
I love it. I love it all. I'm just going to say I love the croissants, the breads, whatever they put in that box, I'm eating it. And I'm loving it.
It's true. There is not one Wildgrain thing that you've met you did not enjoy thoroughly.
That's right. That's true. There's not one thing I've ever eaten out of that Wildgrain box that I don't like.
And it's so easy when the kids come home from school. I can throw in some croissants or some chocolate croissants. And it's just bake from frozen. It is sourdough breads, fresh pastas, artisanal pastries. Every item, 25 minutes or less. Bakes from frozen, no thawing required. And now you can fully customize your Wildgrain box. So you can choose any combination, let's say breads, or you want all pastas, or you want all pastries. You can build a box of whatever you want. For a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/KYA to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/KYA. That's wildgrain.com/KYA. Or you can use promo code KYA at checkout. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so let's talk about blue and indigo auras. And if you have a blue or indigo aura, why you might dislike this about yourself. Why your energy may rub you the wrong way. And I'm putting blues and indigos together for this because they just share way too much to be separated. Blue and indigo do share a lot of qualities. And a lot of them I hear over and over again. In terms of what you dislike about yourself. Well, the first one would be, and I think number one is people-pleasing tendencies. When you can feel other people's emotions as yourself, you have this tendency, a knee-jerk reaction to please. You say, you know what they need to hear. You know what they need you to do. You know who they need you to be. You can be in your own brain and say like, stop it, stop it, stop it. And you're still doing it. And then you go home and you're like, why did I do this? Why did I say that? Why am I kissing their butt? Like, why am I dealing with their toxic behavior? Like, what is wrong with me? Why didn't I stick up for myself, especially in confrontation? Why did I get submissive? And I see a lot of blue indigos just beating themselves up for being people pleasers. Another thing would be overwhelm. There's just so much coming at you all the time. You can constantly feel overwhelmed. And you can feel like you don't have solutions for things, just feelings, 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 feelings without solutions. And you don't have ways out of that. Another thing is other people drain you when you're blue indigo, and you can just feel so exhausted from other people's energy on you. So you can't be like everyone else and go to a little function or whatnot and then just recover immediately. This is where blues and indigos are a little different. Blues have longer endurance with the ability to be around people. Indigos have a quicker battery that dies a lot quicker. So blues will go longer and then it starts chipping away at them. Indigos like deplete immediately. And then what happens is you need to be alone, or you don't feel like yourself, or you feel completely numb, or you feel just oversaturated. You know, think about it. You're absorbing, 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 absorbing. You're like a wet sponge. What does a wet sponge do for anybody? Nothing. It can't absorb anymore. It just sits there. And that's what you feel like with emotion and people's energy. And you can feel very overwhelmed and useless. And then you can get physically ill, like my bones ache, my body hurts, my head hurts, I don't feel good, flu-like symptoms. People really hate this about having a blue and indigo aura, I've noticed, because they feel sick and they can't get past it. also just super emotional. You feel everyone's stuff. Things make you upset more than other people. Things really hit you harder than other people. On the other side of that, you can get really shut down too. Because if your cup is completely filled with other people's stuff, what happens is you reach this point of almost like apathy. And then I see a lot of Blues Indigos, am I the worst? I'm so mean. Why don't I care? Why can't I get energy to help or reach out or whatever? It's like, no, you've just reached your absolute limit. You know, so you can shut down and then you stop connecting with people and you can isolate and then you can feel terrible about yourself because you're not reaching out and you're not texting people back and you're not connecting and you're not making people that you love feel like they're important to you because you're isolating because you need to kind of repair a boundary. I think people constantly come to me and say, why can't I turn this off? Why do I always have feelings? Like, people will actually come to me and ask, how do I turn it off? And I'm like, well, you can't. And that's the whole thing with coming here, coming to this podcast. Like, you're not going to turn it off. You have to learn how to live with it. And you have to learn what it's for. And you have to learn to take your breaks. And you have to learn to space it out. But you can't turn it off. But it's so annoying not to be able to just turn it off like you see other people be able to do. Also, you don't know who you are. I think this is another big thing that Blues Indigos don't like about their energy. Like, you know, who am I? You know, you're a mom, you're a nurse, you're a teacher, you're a dad, you're an aunt, you're like whatever. You're always something in relation to somebody else. You're usually defined by a lot of societal expectations when you're a blue or indigo. So it's hard to ask yourself, like, no, who am I? Like, who is this person? And how do I separate myself from what other people need me to be? Like, what is that? And I think that that's a really hard time, especially for blues. I would say have a very hard time figuring out who they are. That's why they feel like everything all the time. Burnout, all of a sudden they just don't care. You know, you go to school, you go to work, you have a career, you have a passion, and all of a sudden you're like, I can't. Like, you just get burned out, zapped. And I think another thing blues indigos have a hard time with, and they don't like this, they can't talk about themselves. Like, somebody's like, who are you? What do you like to do? Tell me about yourself. It's like, oh my God, I'm shutting down. I don't know what to say. Holy crap, can we just talk about you? And that's hard for them. And then they can sound awkward. And then they can say something really weird and whatnot. Also, I think another thing is they can feel boring. I'm boring. You know, I feel like this all the time. Like, I feel like I'm boring because I'm like, well, I just want to nap and then watch a movie. Like, am I boring? And then finally, another big thing is downplaying their appearance, their accomplishments to make other people feel special. Like, you don't want to say like, oh, I graduated too. You're just like, that's so great that you graduated. Oh my gosh, I'd love to go celebrate you. And you never mention yourself once, or, you know, you're getting married or you're having a baby or something happy's happening for you. And you don't want to talk about it too much because you don't want to trigger other people. And then you look back and you're like, oh, you know, and just so you know, like at my age now, I look back like in my 20s and I'm like, oh, you know, I do wish I not bragged, but just enjoyed what was happening to me more without worrying how it would affect other people, you know, because yeah. Those are really special times, especially if you're younger, you know, you're going through really awesome, special times. It's okay to be in that moment and celebrate yourself. What do you think about those, Scott?
Yeah. You know, one thing I love about this podcast is when couples listen together, significant mm-hmm. others. And, you know, I feel people get a real, like, if you could understand that. Let's say you're with a blue or an indigo, you know, let's say you're a red blue like me and you're with a blue and an indigo, and you can understand this list. Mm-hmm. And then this is a list that you've compiled from knowledge from yourself, other people,
yeah.
doing your readings and stuff about dislikes about themselves. But like our biggest fights early on
yeah.
were me not understanding this list
yeah.
about you.
Yeah.
So like, you know, the ones that, you know, stand out are, you know, people pleasing, too nice. I didn't understand
right.
like why you were being over the top nice to
like saying yes to everything.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the other one I think probably I finally understand it now, but was the talking about yourself, making others feel special at your expense. Like yeah. I never understood that. And like, you know, you've had a lot of accomplishments. And you know, I've seen you cower and not be able to tell people that,
yeah.
you know, I'm going to go red here. If I wrote 3 books and had them published by Simon & Schuster, I'd be shouting it off the rooftop, you know? So, but you don't do that. And you used to I didn't understand it. So I'd get upset, and then I wouldn't get upset afterwards. I'd be like, well, why didn't you tell that person? Like, you know, we had these arguments. Yeah. You remember.
You know, maybe it was even little things, you graduated college, which isn't a little thing, you know, like things I wouldn't say about myself at all, or I got a job, or I'm tenured, or like all the awesome, anything that ever happened.
Right.
So
now what I want to say to the significant others that are with a blue and indigo, these are their superpowers. These things are not the dislikes. These are the great things about them.
Yeah.
I don't think you could do what you do without these.
Yeah. And a lot of the people listening who understand that, right. Same. Like those nurses, the teachers, the therapists, exactly. The moms, the dads. Like, that's why you're such an amazing person to know.
Yes. So these to me, because we did these are the likes.
Aw.
So.
It's just spinning them in a different way and knowing it about yourself. How do you feel about being blue and as a guy in our society?
Yeah. I mean, we talked mostly about my red.
Yeah.
And my blue gets pushed down. And I think that's probably what I do. I try to push it down.
Yeah.
You know, I know we do have some double empath guys that watch us.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Purple blues, right? Things like that. I think we push it down, right? I mean, I'll get blue for a moment, but then I got to get out of that blue.
Yeah.
You know, I can't sit in that blue. So, I mean, I just can't I just can't handle it.
Yeah.
Like, and it turns to red. Right. That's what always happens to me every time. You know, I see something in. Even the other day, we were walking by, and those couple of kids, they were waiting in line for food.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call it?
There's a food pantry.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I just can't handle it.
Yeah.
I just, like, you know, so then I go right to red.
Right.
So, like, the blue, like, I want to go over there and, like, just, like, I don't know what
scoop
I want to do.
Scoop
them up and, like, take them to Disney World.
Right.
You know, and, but I can't because they're not my kids.
Yeah.
And
right.
I get arrested.
But
so then knowing they're so, you know, I try to do things here and there if I can,
of course.
But knowing that I can't fix everything, I just have to go back to
that. Your big thing is you want a solution. Yeah.
I want a solution.
I think that's a big problem for men in our society because it's like, don't sit in your empath. I get so many people too, like women are like, I don't think my husband has an empath color. It's like, oh, he does. He does. It's just got so repressed. And a lot of people I talk to now, a lot of their husbands are healing, or boyfriends or dads, or, you know, friends who are guys or whatever, like men are healing and then like listening to themselves and opening up to their blue or indigo, or, you know, even purple, what their empath color is, and just trying to experiment and sit in it a little bit more.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right.
Yeah. No, definitely. If you could get, like, if you're dating a red or a green and you could get them to understand that list that you just talked about. That could be life-changing.
Yeah. Well, when you feel other people's feelings the same as your own, it's very hard not to modulate your behavior, if that's the word, to accommodate it.
All right, so let's move on to the next color.
Know Your Aura with Mystic Michaela is sponsored by BetterHelp. I used to totally ignore my social battery. And then I'd wonder, why am I drained? Why am I not doing what I want to do and doing things I don't want to do instead? It can be really easy to ignore our social battery and just spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings and work and obligations. Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. In therapy, I've been able to talk about these issues with a professional therapist and get amazing clarity and insight from them that I've used advice for years after therapy sessions. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out this little questionnaire just to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch your therapist at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/KYA today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/KYA. Let us now talk about why you may hate your yellow aura color if you're a yellow. All right, so as we know, yellows like to I don't know, they're curious. They like to make things make sense. They like to structure information and scaffold information. They don't mind a little detail. They don't mind a little minutia, and they notice everything. So what might they hate about themselves? What I get, and I got this from the workshop, somebody said that, you know, she's like, I love to cook, but I never do it because the mess afterwards stresses me out. And she's purple yellow. Okay. And I was like, oh, you know, like your yellow is hindering your creativity a little bit. And she was like, I'm like, where else in your life aren't you throwing yourself at something because you're too worried about the mess it'll make? And what is this need to clean up anyways? You know, like there's places and spaces for that. It doesn't have to be to hinder yourself or to organize yourself or keep yourself down. But I think a lot of yellows might not enjoy the fact about themselves that they don't want to make mess in an area of their life. This could be lots of things like try a new career or try a new field of study, you know, because, oh, that's a mess. I can't leave this job, or people might talk, or it won't look good on paper, or it doesn't make sense to my 401k. You know, there's lots of ways you can make mess in life, but it's, you got to ask yourself, but is that a mess worth making? And I think, like, if you're yellow, that is something you do have to ask yourself a lot, because the need to keep things making sense, neat and tidy, in a box, organized or structured, can actually keep you down. The other thing with yellows, I think they hate how hard they are on themselves. No, they see details. Yellows see details like nobody else does. They can't help it. It's like their eyes are microscopes. Like they're honing in on everything and like, and then imagine living like that and doing that to yourself. They see themselves on paper all the time. And no one can rip themselves apart better than a yellow. A yellow aura rips themselves apart, which is really hard. And again, it can keep you in a state of failure or I stink or constantly trying to self-improve. But if you're, yellows love to self-improve, and that's a good thing, but you got to do it in a way that's like loving. Okay, perfectionism. I notice with yellows, they hate that if they can't do it the right way, which with quotes around it, they're not doing it at all. So I'll see yellows like, they like to have a clean and tidy house, but if they don't feel like they can do it, then the house is like opposite.
Yeah. I want to go back to that hard on themselves for a second, because we were talking about this the other day, and it seems with like the yellows, sometimes they'll say, I'm not yellow.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll email me, and the email is the most yellow thing you've ever seen, but yet they'll say, I'm not yellow.
Right.
And maybe that has something to do with like that self-hatred thing almost a little bit. Like,
yes,
they're so yellow that, you know, then they'll say, well, I keep my house, this is messy.
Yeah.
You know, this has been messy for weeks. How could I possibly be a yellow?
Yeah.
Would that tie into
that? Yeah, because yellows look at other yellows.
Right.
That's the other thing. Right. So a yellow's like, I can't be yellow. You know, this influencer on Instagram's yellow, and look how amazing she does things, and she has containers for everything, and she does this, and she says, if that's yellow, I'm not yellow, you know, like that. And the other thing is, like, yellows can focus in one area, not necessarily just, you know, clean or your pantry looks good, but maybe we were talking about this in the workshop, like somebody who was a yellow, she's like, you know, I don't like projects, but I hire everyone for projects. And I'm like, that is a yellow thing. Like, you have the Rolodex, basically. Like, you know, who is the best closet maker? And who's the best orthopedic surgeon for your kid's knee? Like, you know, my yellow friend, we were just out and somebody was saying, oh, my kid's foot is messed up. And she's like, oh, here, I have the number for a pediatric, what do they call feet doctors? Podiatrists. I'm like, how the heck do you have the number on hand and a recommendation and basically a 5-star review for a pediatric podiatrist? Like, who needs those ever? So yellows, they're just like a wealth of knowledge and weird spots. Anyways, another thing I can think with yellows is they always think they're right. Like, I can see with yellows, they're like, well, I have to be right. So let me, like, it's hard for them to kind of scope out other areas. They're like reds that way.
I was going to say that seems like a red thing.
Yeah.
So it could be confusing.
But they need to prove it, whereas reds don't need to prove it. Like, reds are like, I'm right because I said so.
Right.
Mic drop, peace out,
bye.
Yeah. Yellows are like, I'm right.
Oh, and God. Here's the receipts.
Now I have to do like a research paper on why with all the receipts. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I asked Abby, our 9-year-old, who she gets producer credit now.
She is. Yeah, she's she's amazing.
I'm like, Evie, why would a yellow aura hate their energy? Like, why would they hate their aura? Okay. So Abby came up with these. She's 9, and she's just got – she has a yellow t-shirt this year. She's, like, very into auras. So she says that yellow people can be annoyed that they can't let themselves be a slacker. She's like, maybe they just want to slack, but they can't. They won't let themselves. So they can't let themselves be lazy. Right. They can't let themselves sit. Why can't I just be in this moment? Why can't I just sit here? Other people seem to lay here and they're happy and I can't, you know, like that.
Why do I have to pick up that crumb off the table that red guy just left?
Yeah. Like, why do I, like, I don't want to, but I have to, you know, they can like have a hard time with that. Then she also said that they might not like that they can't let things go. So if something, they notice something, they can't let it go. It becomes a repetitive thought and it's not something they can leave. She also feels like, Abby's also said, like, maybe they also hate that other people take them the wrong way. They can be seen as cold, or they can be seen as non-emotional, or just really capable, or survival people, or people that don't need the coddling or the nurturing maybe other people need. And that can really bother them. And then she said that, this is her final one, they hate they can't make all of their own rules all of the time. Okay. And then she said, and it's hard for them to participate when things aren't done correctly.
Oh.
And I'm like, that sounds very,
yeah.
So like, you know, maybe it's game night. You go to a friend's house, it's game night, but they're playing the game a different way. And you're like, oh, I would have done it differently than this. And it just gets to them. Or you go and you see them do something and you're like, I want to just change this around or whatever. Like, why can't I make the rules for the world?
Okay. So like you're saying, if you come into a family game night of Monopoly, yeah, and everyone has their own little rules,
every
and like
family
free
does
parking
it
and everything.
Yeah.
And if you like say, nope, free parking's only this amount of money,
right,
and yellow just couldn't handle it.
She's like, no, that's not how you play. And then they're getting out the rules and they're going on Reddit threads. And yeah, they're like the official saying.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. I mean, now we got to try to kind of turn these into the likes,
yeah,
I
likes.
Guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for me, being honest, yellow is probably the toughest color for me to deal with.
You love the yellows.
But no,
so once I understand them.
Yeah. I have to understand them. And now I understand like where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. So now before I didn't understand where they were coming from.
Yeah.
So it could just kind of be like
butt head.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, now when you realize it's kind of like their love language,
yes,
being that way. And that's out of like, they love you when,
yeah,
they're doing these,
yeah,
things for you. And not just because they want to like annoy you, which,
right,
is what I thought at first. Then I understand the yellow.
That's,
yeah,
very honest.
But that's true.
You.
It's
right,
true. And now I definitely have come to an understanding with the yellow. I don't think, you know, I think boundaries with a yellow and a red are always good. I don't know. I don't, that could be tough on a relationship, but
I think I can see red, yellow auras thinking reds are like hot-headed,
yes,
and they won't listen to good advice,
vice versa,
and they're not trying to like better themselves, we're just trying to help you, you know,
right,
whereas yellow auras are, they don't understand like, hey, I pointed out 8 things you did wrong today, but that's so you can fix it. You're welcome. You know, like,
right,
that kind of thing. Not you stink or you're wrong. I feel like with yellows, you have to love this about yourself. You have to really just enjoy that you can do this and laugh at yourself too.
Okay.
And laugh at yourself.
All right. So our next color is going to be purple. But
yes,
I do want to say, before we get into purple, this is a message to the turquoises.
Yes.
We are doing turquoises.
Yeah, they were wondering.
I know. Right,
yes,
now, there's a lot of anxious turquoises are asking, did they forget us?
It's a long
did
one.
Did they forget us?
It's a long one.
And I'm going to apologize to the turquoises.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
This is a red apology. This is like the third apology I've done on this episode.
This is great. Okay.
You know, turquoises sometimes, like even our Abby, they get overlooked,
they,
right?
Do.
They get pushed to the side,
yes,
or they're just kind of invisible.
Yeah.
And I feel, you know, the first episodes of KYA,
yes,
we did that to the turquoises.
I didn't know a lot about them then.
Yeah. I feel we kind of rushed over that.
That's true.
And I apologize.
Me too.
And you know what? That's not going to happen anymore. Turquoises, you're coming up.
This has been a public apology from Megan and Scott to the turquoises.
Yeah. Unless we have to cut this short episode today and then.
Can you imagine?
All right. Purple.
All right. Let's talk about purples. Oh, I'm purple too. So this is personal. All right. What do purples hate about their energy? They mess up a lot. You know, I call it Meggie Steaks. Megan, my name's Megan. So over here, I call it Meggie Steaks. Can't shut out thoughts. You know what I think I personally hate about my purple? But I've learned to love it. But this used to be a huge hatred, actually, of my own energy, that I would never research properly before I ran in and did something. So anything I do, I like to go in, make like 100 mistakes first. I'd rather do that than go in more prepared. And that is something I used to hate about myself. But now I'm like, eh, okay. Like if I make a recipe or if I do anything, I'm going to do it wrong. And I just plan for that now. But I used to really hate that about myself. Anxiety. There is so much anxiety when you're purple. You're constantly feeling everything. You're scared. Things like just pop out at you all the time. It's passion. It's anger. It's emotion. It's sadness. It's like, I want to do this. It's impulses. It's so much. And then just the thoughts. It's like a radio you cannot turn off in your brain. Sometimes you get called, and I think this is what purple auras don't like either, too much by some people. So you get nervous to let your purple out. You're afraid to be purple. You might get accused of, you're leading people on. You're being too friendly. You're being too loud. You're acting like an idiot. You're drawing bad attention to yourself. You're embarrassing me when you're just literally having a good time and you're not meaning to be anything except yourself right now. I think purples can learn how to hate themselves. Like, oh my God, I was too much. Another thing I think purple auras hate about themselves, like, is they can make fun of themselves a lot or make themselves the butt of the joke to make other people feel comfortable. And then they hate themselves later for that. They're like, oh, they're like, why did I go out with everybody and now I don't feel good about myself? Like, why did I drink too much? And then, just so I was the person everybody needed me to be or whatever. Like, you can do it to yourself in order to make other people feel entertained. Scatterbrained. Okay. Here's the deal. Super not. I was thinking about doing a whole episode on this, but I don't know. I'm not a professional. Everyone's doing like, I have ADHD. Maybe you do, of course, because that's like a real diagnosis. It's a real thing. I believe in that. Maybe you're purple though, because I have to tell you, the way that a lot of purples think, it's not linear. All right. So you got to remember in our society that you are sometimes being measured up against what they feel the norm has to be. Society has figured out, like little ants in a grid, this is how we think, this is how we live, this is how you conform and fit in the box. Oh, you don't? There's something wrong with you. All right. And what I notice about being purple is you don't think linear, and there's also nothing wrong with you.
Yeah. All right. And I was going to wait for you to finish the list, but yeah, I want to chime in with this quick story. Yeah. The other day, again, I was at the bagel shop. So everything's always happening at the bagel shop. But there, I do my order. I'm really good. I'm the red. I just this and done. Mm-hmm. But then there was this other couple that walked in, and it was definitely like a red guy who just doesn't know he's red. Just one of those, unaware reds.
Unself-aware red. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Gosh.
Those guys. That was me like 3 days ago. But anyway. And his wife like came in like rushing in after, and she's all over the place.
Yeah,
and she's totally purple.
Right,
and he's trying to get her to fit like you just said into mm-hmm. that box, and he was actually really nasty to her. Like aww. I was like kind of just, I couldn't even believe it, like how he was talking to her.
Yeah,
like stay focused. You're never focused. You're always like, going from one to the next. Do one thing at a time. Aww. Like get this and then do that. Like he was like telling her how not be yourself, I guess, which is purple.
Yeah.
And she was just doing it her way. And she was like defending herself like meekly.
Oh my God. Like, that sounds awful.
Like, I'm not like that. And so it was just like, now I understand what you're saying with this.
Yeah.
This, that you're just being purple. She's just being purple. There was nothing wrong with what she was doing.
You're kind of like thinking all over the place.
Yeah.
And because what happens is when you think as a purple, your mind bounces.
Yeah.
So I could be talking about this, but then it reminds me of that, which leads me on a tangent to this, which then brings me back to the original point this way. And if you let yourself follow it, it will make sense. Also, the other thing is that's how, just FYI, when I do a reading, that's how I work. My purple mind or my purple energy is actually what picks up on spirit messages because that's how they talk to me. So if you're purple, that might be how you're also connecting to spirit with kind of random, like, and then I was doing this, but then this popped in my head, and then I went over here, and then and it all is connected. You just have to like wait it out or figure it out. Definitely purples don't like feeling scatterbrained. It can be really hard to focus. It can be really hard to finish a task. It can be really hard to get through school. It can be really hard to finish a book. It can be really hard to do a lot of things. But it doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It just means that you might not think linear. You think in a different way. But why is linear correct also? Constant ideas. When you're purple, you have a gazillion ideas. You might not want to finish all the ideas, but you have a lot of them. So you might have tried. They're kind of like jack of all trades. Like, yeah, I tried crocheting. Yeah, I tried Zumba. Yeah, I tried weightlifting. Yeah, I tried, I don't know, joining the circus. I don't know. Like, they'll try anything. That doesn't mean they're like mastered it, but they'll do it, try it. They like to try things and they have lots of ideas all the time. Oh, what if we do this? 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 And people that you're around might be like, oh my God, you're exhausting me, or no, or don't say things that aren't intelligent. So brainstorming is a really big thing for purples. Let them brainstorm, let yourself brainstorm. Imposter syndrome. This could be for any of us, honestly. But just feeling like you don't fit in, you don't belong, you're not supposed to be here. I think that's a big thing purples hate about themselves. They never feel like they're supposed to be where they're at. They feel like they're an imposter. Purples can get upset that they're indecisive, you know, because it's just that more than one thing can be a good idea. I mean, it's only in our 3D world. There's a good idea and a bad idea. No, there can be lots of good ideas and it's hard. They have a tendency to self-sabotage. Purples get really scared. I mean, this can happen to any of us, by the way, but like purples, I think in particular, can get really nervous that they're going to hurt themselves. I'm going to pick the bad relationship. I'm going to pick a substance to overdo on. I'm going to pick, you know, the wrong situation to put myself in. It's like they know they're going to do it. They know they're constantly worried they're going to set themselves up for a purple bomb, which is what I call when you want to change your life, but you don't know how. So you put yourself in a series of positions that are going to blow up eventually, you know, and subconsciously that's what you wanted to happen. So I think purples fear that and hate that about themselves. And executive functioning deficits.
What is that?
I have a friend who's a special education teacher, and every year I put on Christmas Eve. And so I have the worst time. Like, when's the turkey going to be done? But when's the gravy going to be done? But when do I put this in? And like, she sees me and I can't talk to anybody when I'm doing this. I'm like, it's why I do this. I don't know. Maybe my indigo just likes everyone together, but my purple like loses their mind. And she told me, she's like, if you were one of my kids, I would say that you have an executive functioning deficit. And what that means is you can't do things like you have problems following steps and kind of doing things that make sense or doing things in a logical, linear kind of way. I don't think like that. And
so you suffer from EFD.
Yeah, executive functioning deficit. Listen, it could be a real thing attached to lots of disorders, but I think it's a purple thing too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, purple, I also have a lot of experience with.
Yes.
Of course, because
you live with three of them.
Yep. Live with the purples. And yeah. And then as you were going through this list, a lot of these, obviously you fit the category.
Thanks.
For a lot of these.
Yeah.
And, you know, we even came up with the game. You mentioned brainstorming and we came up with the game and that used to be another one of our fights.
Yeah. Used to get mad at me.
Yeah. Used to get mad at you because, you know, I'm red and logical and like you'd shout out like ideas that made absolutely zero sense in my mind. Maybe they made sense, but in my mind, it was just like, that will never work.
Yeah. Like, why are you even suggesting
then,
that?
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Like, almost like you were affronted by
it. Was almost like, oh, like you would say that.
Yeah.
So then we had to come up with a game. It's called brainstorming.
Brainstorming.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you do is you say brainstorming.
Yeah.
And we've said this before the podcast, and you maybe say it a few times now, and you know, brainstorming. And then you could say it. And then the person
can't get mad at you. They know
you.
You're just shooting from the hip.
You're just shooting from your hip.
Yeah.
And then you can just like kind of throw it out the window.
Yeah.
It's easier to like just say, okay, yeah.
Because I think you being a red.
Yeah.
I would say like, you'd be like, what do you want to do today? I don't know. Let's go to the mall. I hate the mall. Why would you even suggest that? Are you trying to bother me?
Wait, let's preface it. That would be like the mall on the busiest shopping day of the year.
Yeah, I'd be like
on Black. Let's go to the mall Black Friday.
Go to the mall.
See,
yeah,
and then of course I'd be like,
why? You know, I'm not trying to. I'm not invested in what I say.
Right.
I'm just saying it.
Right.
Like I don't like. I might say 10 things, and I'm not attached to any of them. It's just ideas.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but again, turn those things around into your likes and what people love about you. And people love a purple because, you know, I mean, I don't have any problem with purple. I love purple. Like, you know, purples sometimes like to take the spotlight or, you know, if you're at a party, they're going to do the funny dancing.
Right.
I love that stuff. I mean, I could watch that and just love it.
Yeah.
You know, but some people get upset with that.
Right.
And they don't like that or whatever. They think they're too much attention or whatever. They're acting inappropriately.
Yeah.
That doesn't, see, that this stuff doesn't bother me.
Yeah. You know, and I think if you're purple, you just have to say, like, this is how I am.
Yeah, that's just who and they are.
You know, some people are going to take it this way. Some people are going to take it that way. As long as I'm being true to me, it's fine. And also, that's what makes you so cool and special and interesting. And life's short, man. You know, you got to, like, just have fun with it. And purples do. All right. When we come back, we're going to hit two more colors. These sneaky subscription services. I had a subscription to a cable service and it went up and I didn't know. Guess who alerted me? Rocket Money alerted me. That's who's sponsoring our podcast today. Rocket Money is a finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place. If I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can just help me cancel it with a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting your money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/KYA. That's rocketmoney.com/KYA. rocketmoney.com/KYA. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so we already talked about red, but I have my little list here of if you're red, why you might not enjoy your energy color. Okay. One, major mortality issues / existential crisis issues.
Yeah, that one's true.
I think reds have, they're so such connected to, they're grounded to this earth, they're grounded to this lifetime, they're grounded to like just being here present in this moment, maybe more than even any other colors. They're kind of very attached to the 3D, not in a bad way, just like they're very much understanding how this works and the collective. And so mortality is like this, I don't have control over that stressor that maybe they don't connect with as much as like a purple does, for example.
Yeah.
Like, do you, like, you know that feeling that there's more to it than this? I wonder if reds don't have that feeling. Do you have that feeling?
I mean, that's, I struggle with that all the time. That's my problem, you know, and of course I've come a long way, I think. But there were times, no, I thought, no, nothing. That's it. Like, and I still struggle. So even though knowing all that I know, I still struggle with that. And, you know, we were talking about this the other day about, you know, being maybe more, like you said, more tethered to the 3D.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when I see these things, they bother me so much.
Yeah.
As when some other people, they might not bother because they know, all right, well, once you're out of here, you're going on to that 5D, whatever, you're in the next plane. This is all BS. But like for a red, it might be hard, which it is for me. I know it is, to see that path. It's not as clear as it is for some of the other colors, I think.
Yeah, back to the bagel store.
Yeah.
We were there the other day. And this lady, because obviously we're regulars, is super purple who works there. And her and I were just talking because we just like talk. And then she's like, oh my gosh, these people, they don't realize there's so much more to it. I'm like, oh my God, right? Totally. Because she's purple on purple. We're like, yeah, like. Like there's so much more to it than this. This is such an illusion. This whole place is such a lie. And then we're like, oh, have a great day. We walked out and you're just kind of quiet behind me. And you're like, I don't know any of that.
Yeah.
And, how do you both just know that?
Because like you purples and blues, whatever. I don't know. We do it, whatever. You guys are like so sure of it.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure.
Like,
yeah.
And we're, I think so, but I have my doubts. And the yellow's probably researching it to make sure it's true.
Right. But it's harder. It's harder when you're not. It's harder when you don't just feel it. And I feel like reds have a harder time feeling the more than this.
Yes.
Also, like, back to the – they are tethered to the 3D, I think, more than other aura colors. And they don't like that. And that means that they can get really burned out about the 3D stuff here. Now, listen, we all watch the news, and it's depressing and horrific and awful, of course. But I feel like reds – can't look away from it. It's something that they get even more tethered to in other ways than not. Feeling like you can't solve the issues that you see, I think, are big. Like, I can't solve this injustice. I can't solve racial injustice. I can't solve socioeconomic inequality. I can't solve, you know, like you see things, you're like, wow, I can't solve it. That's the way things are. And you always say, I don't relate to being human. Like, that's what you always say. Like, I can't understand that I'm the same species
right.
as these other people.
Because how they think.
Who,
like,
who
I just,
would be so yeah. awful.
Yeah, I just can't, I don't understand how, right, we could be the same yeah. species.
Like, it really bothers you that you're yeah. the same species as, like, some of these people that you see doing things yeah, or whatnot.
Which I think are, like, horrible things.
Yeah.
Now, again, it could be just me thinking that, but yes.
Yeah.
In my yeah, that's my red way. Yeah.
I would also say reds don't like their temper. Sometimes because they'll have a temper and then later they're just like, oh, all right, that was a lot or whatever. Like they can really lose it.
Yeah.
And then reel it back in like, oh man, you see red. You
yeah.
see red.
Well, yeah, that was like, I might have told this story on the podcast. There was that little old lady that almost killed me on Hagen Ranch Road just as I was right. driving home. And then she just pulled out, you know, in front of me so I couldn't get around her. And, you know, I got out of the car, like, all red.
But she almost killed you. Almost killed
me.
For real, yeah.
Almost killed me.
Yeah.
And I got out of the car all red. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? You know, like, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, like, then she tells her story that she can't find the eye doctor or whatever.
Oh, God.
And then there's me, like, feeling like, oh, my God. She, like, how, right. why did I have to come out like that?
Yeah, but should she be driving?
I know.
She's going to see
but
the
then,
eye doctor?
And then I'm like, the blue in me is like, all right, I'm gonna escort you there.
You did.
And I escorted her there. To, like, all right, I'm just like, follow me. I know exactly where that is. Just get drive behind me. This is the lady that almost killed me
yeah.
30 seconds ago.
But she didn't mean it.
But, yeah, you know, I left
But you
with
felt
the,
bad about yelling.
Yes, I felt bad that I came out, like, so angry and red.
Yes, yes.
And then I have to become overly blue.
You're
I guess.
Like, oh, God.
All right, let me take you there. But yes, yes, we do feel bad about that.
And
I try to temper my temper. You know, I think I'm better at that.
That's
one thing I really am better at.
Yes, you've gotten a lot better at that. And then I would say also you hate making choices that are wrong.
Yeah.
I notice that you and Bree and other red auras, it's like, what if I pick the wrong restaurant? Like, it's okay. We'll all live. Like, what if I pick the wrong hotel on vacation? What if I pick the wrong cereal for everyone to eat? What if I pick the wrong, like, you don't want to like fail?
Yeah. Cause
at something.
Yeah. Cause I think you feel like you're in charge of this.
Yeah.
And then if you're not like very, like totally selfish.
Right.
And you have that, maybe that other balancing color, you want it to go well.
Yeah.
But you want it to go well for the people that you've made the decision for.
You also don't
so want, you
want
them to be happy too.
Fingers pointed at you.
And you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true too.
Right. That's a big thing.
Right.
Like, it's not my fault. It's this person's fault or that person's
right.
fault.
So you
want to,
but for me, I like want to make sure like the experience is
of
good
course.
Because I'm selecting it.
Yes. Yeah.
Be,
it's
so,
a lot of weight on your
it's
shoulders.
A lot of weight on the red shoulders.
So I can see like red's not liking that.
Yeah.
Now greens.
Okay.
Here's the deal with greens. I had the likes and dislikes on the What's My Aura. I have a private Facebook group for this workshop I keep talking about. And greens didn't put anything they disliked about themselves, which I thought was amazing. I'm like, good job, greens. So I had to ask again, producer, 9-year-old Abby. I'm like, Abby, why do you think green people wouldn't like being green?
So greens like, what we're saying is most greens like being green.
Yeah, they like, I think like the things they liked about themselves were they could focus on things. They could get really interested about stuff. That they enjoyed time in nature with themselves, like that kind
okay.
of stuff. Like they like their own company. Greens are loners. They
yeah.
they are happy loners, and you're more than welcome to be a loner, hang out with them. But they can do what they do on their own and be fine.
Right.
So anyway, so I asked Abby, and Abby came up with, because she's funny, and she's a green friend at school, like a little boy at school. So she took a lot of inspo from him. But she said, no one seems to care about what they do.
That is so true.
And she's like, you know, like, she's like, you know, and she was talking about her little friend, like, he'll give me a nature fact. And I, like, act like I care, but I really don't. And maybe that's hard because not everybody acts like they care. And maybe that
yeah.
would make their feelings hurt. And I'm like, that's so true. I'm like, that's nice that you act like you care.
That's true. I mean, as a red, that's the hardest part about talking to a green. They'll be telling you something.
Yeah.
Like, about some network.
Like my dad or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
like,
I'm just like,
like, you see, this, like,
in your head, you're just like, when is this going to end?
Like, they just go on.
Like, I don't care about these networking
and
systems.
On. Yeah. Or
yeah.
just, like, whatever it is. Like, my dad thinks, like, lamps and plants, like
right.
that. Or, yeah. you know, whoever it is. Or, you know, they get into, like, this is how the plumbing works. Or this is how the grid
yeah.
is here. It's like, I don't care.
Yeah, just like, I don't care.
That's crazy that you do. That's awesome. But maybe that could hurt their feelings. Like, why doesn't everybody care as much as I do about this?
Right, right.
Like, that's got to be hard.
Yeah.
Or some, you know, green people, like, they can get really into, like, research, too. You know, the environment or something going on in like a social system, and they're like, look at this and look at this and look at this. And everyone's like, shrug. That's got to bother them so much when they're like, here's all the research, here's all the science, here's all the this. And people are just like, meh, meh. That's got, like, why doesn't this bother you? Like that.
Right.
Why aren't you into this? I think, Abby also said another thing that they might not like about their auras is they can have a hard time understanding how other people think, having a hard time understanding how other people don't think the way they think, which I can see that.
I can see that.
Abby said that they also probably don't like when people won't listen to their logic, like, because green auras will come with research and facts, a lot like a yellow, but usually they're more specialized in something. They're like locked in on some subject about something, and not everyone will listen to the logic. And then it'll be like, but that's what I told you, or that's what I said, or back to square one here. She also think, oh, this is like a really deep one that she came up with. She said they think that they're not doing enough in life. Like greens get in their heads, like, I'm not doing enough. I'm not challenging myself. I'm not learning enough. I'm not growing. I'm not creating. I'm not creating the vision that I want to exist. They can feel stuck and unchallenged. And that was hers. And I'm like, that is so flipping true, because greens have such locked focus and ability and potential within these niche areas. And they can definitely feel stuck if they're not constantly growing. Like greens need a lot of growth opportunities, and they need to constantly feel challenged. And that's hard to do. And then she said this is her straight up quote about greens. They got to go 20 miles outside the box. So what she meant is, you know, there's that expression, you know, what is it? Go outside the box.
Yeah.
You know,
thinking outside of the box.
She's like, think outside the box. That's the expression, right? She's like, it's not just thinking outside it. She's like 20 miles outside it. Huh. Meaning the vision is huge. Greens have crazy huge visions. Oh, we're going to do this. You know, this is how this could work. And I've heard greens talk like that. Like, this is how you solve this crisis. This is how you solve that crisis. This is how you would rework this infrastructure. It's huge. But then you can feel so small in it, because then you're like, okay, well, how do I start that? Like, and they have the vision. Like, if you just plop them with all the resources underneath them, they could do it. But they have the vision, but not always the resources to create it.
Right.
And so she said, it's got to be hard. They might hate that they know how to fix something in our society, because greens do like to rework and reorganize existing structures into more efficiency. That is kind of their thing.
So basically, of the logic colors, we're saying the reds and the yellows, we're putting out the fires that are in front of us.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You know, we want to get these things solved.
Yeah.
Get these problems fixed that are here, while the green is not even caring about that so much.
They don't notice it.
They don't even notice it. Those reds deal with it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be thinking of this 20 miles, what Abby said, 20 miles outside out of the box.
Like, okay. They're like, that's just an indication of this much bigger problem. If you don't rework this, then that's like
the duct tape that you just put on there is going to last, you know, a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I'm looking at something
like reorganizing
that's
it. And to always think like that has to be difficult. When you talk to green auras, they have you're like, wow. Like, they'll tell you about whatever it is, politics, health system, infrastructure, did it. And you're like, that's really sophisticated. Wow. But they're, you know, do they have the resources to do it? Not always. So they have to think like that, but feel powerless. And so according to Abby, that's hard. And I was like, that is good. That's real good.
That is real good. All right. We got a couple more colors coming up.
I live in South Florida. It is always humid here. My hair was always frizzy. I would spend so much time just redoing it and redoing it and redoing it. And then I'd go out and would just poof back up. Well, thank goodness I got introduced to Way's new anti-frizz cream, because you are too busy to be frizzy. They have a new anti-frizz cream. It's a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. And I have tested it here in this hot, humid climate. And let me tell you, it works. Not only does it prevent frizz, it helps prevent heat damage. So you just put it in. I put in one pump and I just work it through my hair and I style it. And there you go. And not only that, it helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. So you have got to frizz free up your schedule with Way. Go to OUAI.com and enter promo code AURA for 15% off any product. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code AURA. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
So let's talk about why, if you're pink, you might not like your aura, all right? So this is what I hear from pinks a lot. This is what a lot of pinks have told me as well, is they feel like they can be too in their head, too in their joy bubble. So they can get so lost in their own fun, they can sometimes feel like they're not connecting to other people or they're missing out. This was a good one that came up in the workshop. One of the participants said this, and I thought it was so applicable and so touching. She said, pinks can feel like they're not hitting life's milestones compared to others. So you can feel like, hey, wait a second, you know, I'm 30 something and I'm still doing this and I'm not doing that yet. And they can feel like they're behind or they're not as, quote, mature, or their life isn't where it's supposed to be, according to 3D logic and societal standards. They can feel cringy about their joy bubble. Like, they can feel judged by other people. So meaning if they're like, oh my gosh, you know, I want to get my nails done and then I want to go do this and I want to go see this movie, or I just got the new Disney princess, you know, comforter for my bed and I'm 38 or something. Like, they're like, oh my God, is that cringy? Like, and like, you might hold back from doing what you want to do because people's opinions can get to you.
Okay. And here's the thing. Now, there's pink and there's purple, right?
Yes.
The purple, we've discussed purple shaming, and yeah, sometimes people do get annoyed when the purple, like, let's say, dances on a table. That's the one you always use, right? But it seems like the pink can't get away with that as much. Like, sometimes a purple can get away with it, but a pink, it seems like they don't get away with it.
No.
Why? Why is it so? What's differentiating the purple and the pink?
Because pinks don't give a hoot.
At all.
Like, purples don't, but purples will try to relate to you back, and they might even argue with you or push a button. Purples will try to maybe push a button. They'll try to engage in some way, even if it makes you angry or what, you know, they can be drawn into your orbit.
Okay.
Pinks are like, I don't care.
This is going to be like Glenda and the
witch. Yeah, they're in there. They'll float away in that bubble. That's what they'll do.
You're just going to be left there what?
And then I think the thing with pinks is people who take them the wrong way are like, oh my gosh, they're so self-absorbed. They're so self-serving. Because they don't care to defend themselves to you. Like, they just don't care. And they're not going to. And they might not even notice that you do care, which bothers people
even more. Yeah, that would bother someone
the
most.
They're unbothered.
Unbothered.
They're unbothered. Now, they are bothered, of course, because they're sweet and they're people. And pink is an empath color. I always say pink is an empath color. Like, Y is a vowel. Okay. Like, so it is an empath. So they do, of course, they care.
Right.
But it is something that's
You're not going to. That's why they don't. You're not going to know that they care. Like, you would never know. Okay.
You might not know. The other thing they might hate about themselves is they know people expect them to be a certain way, like bubbly or sexy or juvenile or silly or like whatever. And also they can hate feeling underestimated, and they can actually internalize that as feeling less intelligent. And that can really bother them too. And then I asked Abby, because she's got a pink friend. And so I'm like, Abby, what do you think about pinks? And she might get annoyed. So this is Abby's thoughts about why pinks might not like their aura so much. Why isn't everyone like me like that? Like they can just be confounded. I'm just having a good time. I'm just trying to help you. Like, I'm just being me. Like, why is that always a problem for everyone?
Like, a pink wouldn't care if you were doing that too.
Yeah. No.
They'd be like, oh, that's great.
Great.
Like,
the pink,
another pink. A pink loves another pink.
They love another pink.
Yeah.
Like, pinks are like, you do you, or come join me. You know, but I'm not really going to do you. Like, that kind of thing. That's their thing. According to Abby, they're very honest, and not everyone appreciates that. Meaning, if you say, hey, you want to come to this party? Hey, you want to do this? Yeah, they might go, but sometimes they're like, no, I don't want to do that. Why? Because I don't want to. Thanks. Or no, thank you. I don't want to do that. Like, they're just going to do what they want to do, and they don't but you go do what you want to do too. They're not going to take it personal, but you might take them personal, and they might not.
Yeah.
Like that about themselves a little bit, or enjoy that. So those were Abby's too.
Well, Well, that's great. So, and again, let's turn, like, kind of try to turn these around into some likes.
Yes.
So for a pink, you know, if you know a pink and you're good friends with a pink, you probably are going to go to the most magical wedding of all time. You know, I'd love to go to a pink's wedding
yeah.
and experience that joy that they probably have and all the things that they're going to do at that wedding.
You just got
to
go with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you go with it. If you yeah. go with the pink, you might find yourself having an incredible time.
Yeah, you know, you just got to let yourself hang out with the pink exactly in a way that the pink wants to do it.
Yeah.
And they're actually, pinks are very organized. Sometimes pinks and yellows share a lot of common traits. They like a certain aesthetic. They're very decisive about what they like in that aesthetic. Like in the joy bubble, they are like the kings and queens of their joy bubbles. So what they don't know exactly what fits, what doesn't. They can make executive decisions within that. Like if you go into their world, they'll take over. They'll take charge. And you just got to have fun with that.
Yeah. And I'll just give you an example. Like moderator of the Facebook group, Leanna,
mm-hmm.
and one of our discussion group monitors, Bridget, just yes. went to Disney for the overnight hours, whatever, where you
right,
go from
magic
like 10
hours
to two,
or something.
2 in the morning. And they were just like, oh, we're going. You know, Leanna, Bridget's not pink, but Leanna is.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was like so easy, flow, right?
Yeah.
We're going. And like, then, you know, for me, it's like, well, we got the logic of, well, the kids got school.
Right.
And, you know, how are we going to get there and the right. time and the kids might get cranky, whatever.
Yeah.
But like for the pink, it's just like, oh, I'm going to go there and have the time of my life
yeah.
at Disney magic hours. And then I do get a picture at like 3 a.m. of me, like they have it like on a cell
on
phone.
A phone.
Yeah, on a phone, like going down the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. So like, and then it says, you were here with us.
They took a yeah. picture of you.
Yeah.
And took,
yeah. They took an old picture of me.
Yeah.
Had it on the phone with them on the ride.
Right.
So I went on the ride with them.
And that's awesome.
And then they sent it to me. Like,
that's, there you go.
And that's pink to me.
They probably thought that was so funny.
Yeah, and I like that. I like that stuff.
That
I thought it was
that's
so funny.
That's the only way you want to go to Disney.
That's
anyhow.
Right. And that a pink knows that's the only way I want
yeah,
to go to Disney.
That's funny. They're not going to make you do anything. That's the
right,
other thing.
Right.
They're just going to do it
yeah.
and then like come and join.
Yeah, yeah.
But pink should love that about themselves and
yeah.
own it and have like
yeah.
the confidence of being the king or queen of your own joy bubble.
Yes.
I think that's the best part. All the things I just said are what makes you so cool. Well, anyway, so this podcast is for you and about
wait,
you. What?
MM.
What?
What? Wait, you're forgetting something.
What? Are we supposed to do overtime or something?
No, the turquoises.
Oh, of course. Oh, of course I forgot about the turquoises.
Plan joke.
Just right. kidding. It's like a really long one, actually.
All right, turquoises. All right.
Turquoises. Oh, turquoises. Poor turquoises. All right, so this is what a lot of you guys came up with. Inability to regulate emotions. Yes. So back to the turquoise thing. It's an empath color, so it's absorbent, but it's absorbent sometimes in an evaporating way. Like if the turquoise aura was what is a gas? What are the phases of energy? It's like ice, water,
like
liquid.
Like you're talking about the periodic table,
no,
like the gases?
What is it? Oh, this is me being purple.
Yeah, I don't.
This is my nonlinear thinking.
Brainstorm?
So you know,
pull a brainstorm?
Yeah. Let me just, I'm sticking with this.
Okay.
I am sticking with this and I'm not letting it go.
All right.
You know how like in science you learn
yeah.
that water can turn into different phases?
Yeah, like water could be like liquid.
Yeah.
The greens are like right now screaming.
It can be ice.
A solid.
Yeah, solid.
And a gas.
Gas.
Yeah, gas.
They're
okay.
like gas.
Okay.
Not like the nice kind, not the bad kind. They're like evaporated water.
Okay.
A little bit.
All right. Is that good or bad?
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, it's good. Okay.
Yeah, because
okay.
they like they can get carried around and they can disperse
okay.
really easily. You know, it's not like ice or like water, you know, which they can be like, you know, more just dispersible.
Okay.
And so back to what I was saying, the inability to regulate emotions. And I'm saying the whole gas thing, and I wish it was a better word than gas. We're going to call it mist. Mist.
Okay.
Better than gas. We'll say mist. It's kind of like it's what I'll see in their auras a lot, too. The way their auras look will look misty, very light and misty and separated and evaporated sometimes. And what that feels like is I don't know who I am. I don't know where I am. I don't know what I think. I don't know what's going on. It's like it feels very lost but present at the same time. Another thing turquoises might not like about themselves is they can default to other people's emotions instead of having their own, feeling frozen. Thinking later, oh, I should have said this. I should have said that. Feeling stuck in other people's emotions. which, by the way, is a very unique way to experience emotions. You're actually stuck or frozen in somebody else's space, which turquoises can do. But if you see the purpose of that is to take back info for later, then you see that there's value there. They can feel stagnant in life. I can see them not liking that about their aura, very stuck, never knowing what direction to go in. Like, what is my job? What is my career? The 3D world is really not for a lot of us, but turquoises, I feel like, have a really hard time because the jobs or careers that they want to do aren't usually ones that translate to actual 3D paychecks, if that makes sense. So it's not wrong. It's just more 5D. So that's why they do usually a lot of fringe kind of stuff or spiritual practices, whatnot. Feeling imbalanced, feeling like they have permeable energy and they're malleable to the wrong people and they can be really lost in groups and get caught up in waves of negativity. And they can get caught up in waves of positivity too, but feeling like you get caught up in these things can be something they don't like about themselves. Feeling like you have to be in some sort of space for other, like you have to hold space for other people to figure out themselves. So you always just feel like you're a person that's being used as kind of like a space or a room for somebody else to figure out their deal. And that can be a real problem for turquoises. Like, am I just a constant, you know, place marker for other people or a relationship where people work themselves out on me instead of about me? So that can be hard. They can feel sometimes gullible, like they believe everything or they go with everything. And they can feel very overwhelmed. And then I asked Abby, who's our 9-year-old, who is a turquoise, and she said this one. And now she said it in her 9-year-old way, but I'm going to explain it. She said, and this was for her, and she's 9, and this was her vulnerable thought about being turquoise. She said, sometimes I can be creepy and I don't know I am. What she was trying to say is, I think turquoises can feel that they're off-putting and they didn't mean to be, you know? So I think, and I've noticed that with turquoises, they're like, why do I not fit in? How did I insult somebody? Like, why are they taking me the wrong way? Like, what did I do that offended that person? I don't get it. And I'm glad that Abby voiced that because I never would have thought about that. Yeah. But when she did, I was like, okay, I see that. Because I feel like with Abby, she deals with that sometimes. Like people take her the wrong way or she's like, it was a joke. But then they just looked at me funny like that, you know, and she's not being mean or anything. And then she said she sometimes feels like she's Professor Trelawney from Harry Potter. That's the psychic.
Okay.
And she's like, and Hermione doesn't understand Professor Trelawney. And I feel like a lot of people are like Hermione in my life. And I'm Professor Trelawney, who's just like, you know, she made sense and she was right. She had like a whole oracle situation. She was like the psychic teacher, you know, like that. And so Abby says like turquoises feel like her.
I'm trying to figure that with examples with Abby right now. That's what's going through my head with like when – would she say again that she could be creepy without knowing it?
Yeah.
Would that be kind of like, you know, like how she like has such that love for Avatar, the cartoon, and then she so relates to Sokka.
Yes.
Who's a male character.
Yes.
And, you know, she dresses up as Sokka.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever, you know, like she might sense that people might think that's creepy. Like me and you, we don't think that's creepy. Whatever you want to do. But maybe others she can... Is that what she's kind of getting at?
Yeah, like she gets really invested in things too, which I think is another turquoise thing. They're very into cosplay.
Yeah.
Turquoises in general, like older turquoises, they're very into anime, fictional characters.
Yes.
Fantasy play, things like that.
Yeah, her she loves like we watched the 3 Lord of the Rings.
Oh, she loves that stuff.
She loved the Hobbit series.
Yeah.
At first she thought it was weird and creepy, but now she's like, can we watch it again?
She's really into it.
So she's all like, those are her favorite shows.
Yeah, like fringe characters
and stuff. She likes
like the fringe kind of sci-fi with a moral, that kind of thing. Loves, I think a lot of turquoises are into stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like the investment of it can be a little bit like off-putting to other people sometimes, I think. Not now because she's 9, but if she's doing that and she's 40, I can definitely see people being like, okay, like you're dressing up like Sokka and you're going to the Comic-Con convention.
Right.
But once you're there, you're with other people that are just like you. So it doesn't matter. But the rest of the world, until you're there, might be like, okay, they don't know how to.
Would you say that turquoises are very, like they're not very judgy?
They're not.
They wouldn't be. Right?
They're not judgy at all.
I think they'd be the least. Of, yeah. Maybe, I don't know if the least, but one of the least.
They're not judgy. I don't think they think about things that way.
Right.
They kind of take people at face value. They don't like meanness like that. And yeah. I think they are curious and, well, they want to know whatever it is. Like, if you have a problem with them, I can see them being like, a lot of times, like, well, what did I do? Like, can you explain that to me? Or can we talk about that? Or like, what? Like, but then they do think they're right a lot. I do.
She does.
kind of like yellows a little bit.
But they also, and let's turn this, again, let's turn this into the likes. They also have a very calming presence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always tell the doc, you know, I always go to the doctor. I get the white coat syndrome and my blood pressure is always high when I go there. And I always tell them, you know, whenever I take it at home and it's the lowest, it's when I'm just sitting next to Abby. And I've never got a blood pressure reading under 120 at the top number in the teens if I'm not near Abby. Like, you know, I can get 115 if I'm sitting next to Abby. She's very calming to me. Like, you know, don't – you and Bree, don't take this the wrong way. But when they're doing my
– Right.
When they're doing my blood pressure at the doctor, I think of Abby.
Yeah. And it, that's sweet.
And, you know, it just feels –
That's very,
she's
very sweet.
She's very calming. She does, to me, have a very calming – present.
I love reading turquoises because the same thing. Like whenever I read a turquoise, because I get to kind of enter energy.
Yeah.
So I get to feel their vibe. Their vibe is very open.
Yeah, they're cool. They're very to hang out with.
They're very open people.
Yeah.
Open-minded, just open to energy, open to letting me in, open to hearing things. Oh, they're just, they have a chill way about them.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
And so they should love that about themselves. Having said that, like on the flip side, the dislikes can be, I think a lot of the dislikes are because you're in a 3D society. I think a lot of the dislikes are because of the societal expectations and the way that things work on this earth plane via humans.
It also seems one of those colors where it's like a parent-kid thing. It happens a lot, like misunderstandings.
A lot of misunderstandings.
Yeah, between like a parent and a child.
What do you mean?
Like the turquoise that wants to go and live in the desert in a van, and the parent just doesn't understand that.
Yes.
Like, there's like no understanding of that.
Right.
Like, I feel like a lot of these turquoises,
I feel bad for like the turquoises.
They get misunderstood by their parents.
Yeah, you're so
right. That comes up a lot.
Because they're like, they might not finish school, or they start and it's just, it didn't resonate, or just something. Yeah. And it can be real, like I said, it can be really hard to translate what you love into a 3D paycheck. Yeah. And it's just, it's difficult. The turquoises I see make it work usually go into a medical field of some sort, or a fringe medical field, or like holistic
stuff, like holistic acupuncture stuff.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
Like holistic or holistic doctors, but you know, spiritual advising and things like that. You know, it can be tough, but it doesn't mean you're a failure. It just means that like 3D world isn't as cool for you as the 5D.
It just it means you just don't want to work for a corporation.
Like, is that a
right?
problem?
No.
You know what I mean? Like, honestly.
I just don't want to either.
Well,
know?
I think
like, they will, but
as
they,
a parent, you want your kids to be safe.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a mom. So there's a part of me that's like, this world sucks and you need to like eat, you know, and you want to make sure you have health insurance. You know, that's that part. And I think a lot of parents get caught up in that, of course. So they don't mean to shame their kids.
Yeah.
But then what happens is, and then you don't want to keep paying for things either. You know, it's the other thing. But then it can make the turquoise feel like, oh, you know, double down on
and
like, what's my point?
And then there's a red who just might not understand why you don't want to do that. Like, why don't you want to have those things? And turquoise is like, you know, just not important to me.
It's just, I don't care. I don't connect to that. Yeah. It doesn't resonate with me.
Doesn't resonate.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Fantastic.
All right. Well, I hope this all sheds some light on making your dislikes your likes. Because this podcast is for you and about you, and we're so glad you spent some time with us today.